Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was buried early Tuesday during a private ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. She was buried next to her husband, Army veteran Martin Ginsburg, who died in 2010. She died September 18th at age 87 of pancreatic cancer, ending a 27-year tenure on the nation's highest court. Meanwhile, U.S. lawmakers are preparing for an historic confirmation battle over President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee to take Justice Ginsburg's place, Amy Coney Barrett. She met with several Republican senators on Tuesday ahead of her Senate confirmation hearing in October. Democrats are strongly opposed to Barrett and Republicans' acceleration of the confirmation process. They maintain the winner of the presidential election should nominate a successor to liberal Justice Ginsburg, who died on September 18th. National polls show most Americans also would like the winner of the presidential election to pick that successor. Democrats have also voiced concerns that Barrett could cast a deciding vote in a Supreme Court case on November 10th, in which Trump and Republican allies are asking the court to strike down Obamacare. That's a nationwide health care law known formally as the Affordable Care Act. The 48-year-old Barrett is a devout Catholic who's very popular among conservative evangelical Christians. Abortion rights groups are concerned that Barrett's confirmation could threaten the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion in the United States. The informal meetings this week are part of a traditional process leading to confirmation hearings set to begin on October 12th. A Barrett confirmation would give the court a clear 6-3 conservative majority. From Washington, you're listening to VOA.